Email coming into the Hockey Central inbox as we bring in Darren McCarty, covering the talk about the Detroit Red Wings and the San Jose Sharks series. And Darren, this relates to all the diving that we've seen. Setoguchi, obviously, in the San Jose series, Carcillo for the Philadelphia Flyers. And Daryl says, how is diving any different than a hook slash or a high stick? They're all infraction. They're all done in an effort to help your team win. What do you think of that, Darren? And then we'll get Doug McClain to chime in on the back end of that.
I think it's a great point. I think that it is becoming more of a part of the game. I would put diving in, sometimes the goalie interference in front of the crease, too, in the same category. But I think it wasn't until recently. Usually if somebody gets called for a dive, they call the other guy so it evens up. But I think you see more now that the refs are starting to call just strictly a dive a few times in these playoffs, which should happen. So guys are going to try to get an advantage any way they can. But if they get caught, then they should be penalized. I agree.
But and it's not part of the game, because when you're hooked or you're slashed or you're cross-checked, the referee makes the call based on the infraction. When a guy dives, it puts the referee in a tough situation because, number one, as a referee, you don't really expect it. Darren, when you hit a guy, you didn't expect him to take a dive. Did you?
No, not at all. And I think that to add to your point, that's why they call diving unsportsmanlike conduct.
Right.
It's not. If I don't believe it's a part of the game either, and it's one of those more discretionable calls that it does put referees in a tough position. I agree.
But it's an awful feeling, I suspect, and I remember just being on the bench and watching it happen. But it's an awful feeling when you barely touch a guy and he makes a scene, especially a guy that's a supposed tough guy like a Carcillo. You don't see many tough guys acting that way, do you, Darren?
Yeah, but they're more, he's a tough guy, but he's like the agitator. You know?
Right.
He's the guys that are at the top of the list. You know, you think of him and a guy like a Sean Avery, Jarkko Ruutu, Matt Cook. You know, these guys, it's sort of an element that they have to their game, but everybody knows. Everybody knows that, so the referees, they are on top of things like that. So as far as whether it's not so much those guys diving, because they will get the diving unsportsmanlike call before a lot of other guys. You bring up like a Setoguchi and things like that, who aren't known for doing those things. They're going to, if they start doing that, it definitely puts a tough decision on the referee, because you don't have that in your mind that, okay, this guy's a pretty good, honest player, good player, good skills, he's not going to dive, and you get away with it, I guess.
Detroit against San Jose, Game 3 tonight, chatting with Stanley Cup champion Darren McCarty about what's happening with the Red Wings down 2-0 for the first time since 2003 when they were swept by the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. What do you think the mindset is of the Red Wings after 2 1-goal losses in San Jose?
Number one, stay out of the penalty box. And number two, try to play a 60-minute game. Because what's happened to them throughout these playoffs at different times is they're playing well for 55 minutes, but they have a five-minute lapse, and saw it in game one against San Jose where they get 3 goals in like 2 minutes. And in the third period of that game, they took a couple penalties and put themselves down with a couple men and on the unfortunate stick breaking for Nick Lidstrom. But they just have to play hard and play consistent for the time. They have to stay out of the box. What I thought last game, with all the penalties and the penalty time they have to kill, it just wore them down, and wore down especially a lot of their top guys that kill penalties in playing all situations. Datsyuk, Zetterberg, Lidstrom, Rafalski, guys like this. And they're a little too late for them last game.
Darren, I said it before the playoffs, and I mean, this is with all due respect to the Red Wings, but are they good enough to come back? I mean, when you look at, from their top teams, McCarty, Maltby, Draper, Hudler, Samuelsson, Hossa. I mean, they're not. I mean, Darren, after their top three guys, when I say Datsyuk, Zetterberg, Franzen, and you love Cleary and you love some of these guys, but they're not nearly as deep as they were at one time.
Well, I think that's. I think you're right. I think we were a lot deeper when we were winning Stanley Cups. Had a lot more firepower on the average. So, yeah, I think that's what really scares a lot of Red Wings fans, is that they see this team as a really good hockey team, but they can afford to make less mistakes, I guess, than what we used to. We used to be able to correct some mistakes that, or blunders that we'd have because we had so much talent. So that's why it's more. That's why I said it's so imperative for them to play a 60-minute hockey game. They don't have the luxury not to.
And with all due respect to them, Darren, the salary cap changes that, and Kenny's had to really make some tough adjustments. So that's with all due respect, I say that.
Oh yeah, no, of course. We all have. They're still a great hockey team, and they can still win this series. Every team in the league with the salary cap and has to revamp a little bit. And I think that you see top to bottom, you don't have the just four lines. I remember in 02, our fourth line was Igor Larionov, Luke Robitaille, and Thomas Holmstrom. So that's pretty good depth offensively anyway. So I think the game's changed that way. I think, like you said, you had to set your team up differently because of the cap, and that's just the way the game is these days.
I was looking forward to the series, so I really hope that Detroit can get back
into it to make
a set of it. San Jose, Detroit, Babcock, McClellan, right on down the list, Joe Thornton, Datsyuk. So thanks for bringing us a little bit of your insight, especially on that diving question. That was neat.
Thanks, Darren.
No problem. Hey, nice to talk to you guys.
Good to talk to you, bud.
Darren McCarty, former Detroit Red Wings, Stanley Cup champion.